Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
One, two, three. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck.
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Today was fabulous. It was a lot of production going on here at the herbal store, the shop of it all. Well, we got a great show. Frank and I have a great show. We are going to empower you. And thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We're going to be, for the first part of the show, we're going to be talking about signs the skin can give you when you have organ failure going on and the doctors don't even know yet. So we're going to talk about that. And we do have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi. I'm lifting this nation up in prayer, and I'm praying for the righteous men and women in our military and all of Americans. And, of course, our leader. You know, we need righteous leadership. So we're going to have a devotional, and so we're going to put it in Matthew 6. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and the righteousness of God, and all things shall be added unto you. And renew your spirit and your mind. Put on the new man, which is, you know, towards God. Your heart and mind are towards God. And it creates a righteousness and trueness and holiness in you. So I will take it, and that is the way. So mind the time, it grows short. Without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker, it's going to be covering our first topic. It's this is from the Clinical Journal of the American Society of Nephrology. They published a new study on kidney problems, and they said that when you have extremely itchy skin, known as pruritus, it affects a lot of people that have chronic kidney problems, and they might not know it. So we're going to dive into that in the first part of the show, give you a heads up. And last but not least in the quack report, a German-led study. Guess what? They said they're using some eggshells as a conductive material. That's right. They powdered some chicken eggs, the shells, and they said powdered chicken egg shells are successful at storing large amounts of electrical energy. Yeah, this was done. Researchers at the Karl Rue Institute of Technology, they tested eggshells as a sustainable source of material for energy storage, and they discovered that when you powder the eggshells, it has an effective capacitor storage for lithium-ion batteries. So all their research was published in the Journal of Dalton Transactions of the Royal Society of Chemistry. And what they did, in a nutshell, is they washed and dried and crushed and powdered the chicken eggshells. Fine powder. They got into a fine powder. They didn't waste any part of the eggshells. They used the calcium carbonate shell itself and also the inner and outer membranes of the shell covering. So eggshells are, when they're based in powder, they create an electrode. They're like an electrical conductor.
So when they are touched on non-metallic parts, they create circuits with electrolyte type of battery. So when you install an electrode, when they did, the metallic lithium anode and electrolyte reacted, and it can store energy. 92% maximum capacity for ground up eggshells. Who knew, right? They say a lot of eggshells are used in a lot of industries in production. They use them in biodegradable ceramics, cosmetics, and even dyes. So ground up eggshells have found a new use for storing electricity. I kind of like it. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about the skin giving us signs that we may have organ failure, organ in distress. You know, because medicine, you know, they when you have organ diseases, they'll give you a stage 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And so we want to make sure we don't get there. We don't want to go up and get organ disease. We want to avoid that. So we're going to show you some tips on what we do. Now, our largest organ of the body is the skin. It likes to alert us there's a serious disease going on long before even medical doctors may confirm a problem for you. So I'm not talking about, you know, minor skin conditions, which are indicated by, you know, maybe a food allergy or an environmental reaction allergy. Our skin is just one area that can actually tell us how our major organs are operating or if they're beginning to fail us and needs immediate attention. So statistically, more women than men are affected by liver and kidney disease, and women tend to exhibit more severe symptoms than men do. So to ignore the signs our body sends us, even the more subtle ones, could lead us down a serious road of increased risk. So we're going to talk about this. And keep me on track, Frank. You know how I get on a roll. And I get all excited about something. I miss my break. All right. We're going to talk about a liver that may be in trouble, because when we think of the liver, we think of having, you know, we don't think of it having a direct link to our skin, but it does. So when the liver is not functioning, one of the first indicators is dry skin. And no matter how much lotion you put on the skin, it's not going to hydrate it. And the reason is there is a blockage of improper fluids that are circulating to bring oxygen and blood and nutrition and fluids to the skin itself. So the next symptom, usually the skin is going to develop, if you do have a liver problem, if your liver's starting to fail, the skin's going to begin to itch. It's called pruritus, and the skin is by nature is supposed to stretch, but when you get this kind of condition, it doesn't stretch. It doesn't have a lot of flexibility. It actually ruptures instead. So the rupture will skip bruising. The bruising stage altogether goes straight to a wound. So a sick liver can also, you know, give the skin and eyes a yellow appearance, a jaundice appearance. And this should really get your attention, right? That there's a serious problem with the liver. Another possible sign is the skin surface. You can have an appearance of these spidery blood vessels on the chest and shoulders and neck. Definite sign of liver damage, and it's kind of an obvious and an alarming thing to witness. So skin that easily bruises, also a sign liver may be in distress. So we got lots of signs. We're going to cover them when we come right back from this break. Million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep.
Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need apothecary herbs.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
We're back here on Herb Talk, and we're going to be talking about how to avoid a lot of internal medicine organ failure situations. It's possible. We're just kind of conditioned to think that it's not. So let's just look at kidneys in trouble for an instance. So when your kidneys, when they're in distress, often, you know, prior to even being on dialysis, itchy skin can also occur. So the itchy skin symptom often occurs, you know, in older patients about 24% of the time, more often in the older women. So if the kidney condition is not improved, then there's this downward slide to poor health, you know, reduced quality of life and the likelihood of depression and poor quality of sleep. So according to some research that was just published in the April 2019 Clinical Journal of the American Society of Nephrology, patients with itchy skin and ailing kidneys, let's say stages 3 to 5, often had other underlying health conditions complicating a successful outcome. They may have things like lung disease, diabetes, clinical depression or other mental order health conditions, restless sleep syndrome, and also increased severity of itchy skin on top of all of that. So now, often patients will complain of itchy skin on the abdomen, and it seems to be worse at night. So becoming worse at night kind of makes a lot of sense, because your liver, gallbladder, and kidneys normally purge their impurities at night. And if this process is hindered and the toxins create the health problems, and often when the toxins can't exit through the normal elimination channels, the body attempts to exit them through the skin. And of course, itchy, itchy, itchy. So acne, for instance, is a prime example. The colon's congested, and it's also due to a poor diet. So, big sign. But what do? We get topical creams, you know, instead of just, you know, changing the diet, cleansing the colon. That's a real solution for sure. You don't have to buy all those creams. So how does medicine look at this problem? Well, modern medicine sees internal medicine disorders a little differently from how the patient sees it. The patient wants to be healed of the disease, but medicine wants to manage the symptoms just enough to make the patients more comfortable while they die from the disease. So it's kind of like, you know, if medicine had looked into a cure for such a disease, but then may have determined that it's more lucrative for the medical establishment to manage disease rather than cure it. Because that's what we're seeing. All this money and all this research, we don't see cures, do we? Often, not often, not often. Mm-mm. We see more drug therapy. We see more other treatments, tests, you know, early diagnosis, that kind of thing. But we really don't see a reversal and a cure, do we? Here is a quote from, this is from a Dr. Nadai Sukol. He's at the University of Michigan, where this itchy skin testing for liver and kidney disease was happening. He says, one of the main goals of managing chronic disease is alleviating symptoms. And this is the only, and this is only possible when we're aware of the symptoms patients are dealing with. So did you catch that, Frank? The one of the main goals in modern medicine for managing chronic disease is alleviating symptoms. That's their goal. He goes on to say, our research has given us a new look at the importance of patients with chronic disease and how they are affected with itchy skin. Some new drugs show promise in improving the percentage of the patients with liver and kidney disease from having pruritus or itchy skin. So with each symptom that's associated with the disease, medical science can create a new drug to lessen the severity of that symptom. So that's kind of, you know, not a healing, and modern medicine is supposed to be in the business of healing patients. Now, this approach is kind of like telling patients that the army that's coming to kill them will have a more difficult time because we, the physicians, have installed a tripwire across their path. Yeah, they're just going to get up and keep coming. You know, the enemy just going to get up and keep a coming. So, but, you know, medical physicians really don't set goals to heal internal medicine case diseases. They don't. They accept the very small and temporary victory of reducing the symptom and slightly improving the patient's quality of life. They settle for that. Well, think about it. Doctors go through medical school. They're taught to prescribe. They're trained that way. You know? Medical research is geared that way. So what doctors recommend? Well, this is something, Frank. Let's say you have liver disease, fatty liver, whatever, and you're itchy on your abdomen, driving you nuts, right? Can't sleep because it's so itchy. Well, this is what your doctor, the American Academy of Dermatology Physicians, this is what they recommend to patients with this type of itchy skin. They go, apply a cold compress. Take oatmeal baths and attempt to hydrate and moisten that skin. Well, it's not gonna because it's the liver and there's a lack of oxygen and healthy blood getting there. Then they go, apply topical prescribed anesthetics with paramoxetine. Also apply topical over-the-counter products with menthol or use calamine lotion. Use fragrance-free lotion if you're going to use lotion. Also, wear clothes that are loose-fitting. Avoid extreme temperature changes and reduce stress because it aggravates the itching. What do you think of that, Frank? I'm going to write that on a prescription pad. Set it home with you. Yeah. You know, maybe a handout, a little brochure. Folds out like an accordion. How is that going to help you reverse your problem? It's just a symptom management technique. So there are over 140 drugs medicine can prescribe for itchy skin, pruritus, along with antihistamines and various topical aids. Big business. Yep. Well, symptoms tend to prompt an action, you know, because some additional symptoms which can indicate liver problems are loss of appetite, nosebleeds, nausea, change in your nails, the shape and color of them, fatigue, skin discoloration, excessive thirst and frequent urination, severe abdominal pain, dark-colored urine, pale-colored or tar-colored stools, abdominal swelling, frequent headaches, dizziness, spasms, and behavioral changes like depression and irritability. Now, anyone that lands in the hospital and hears for the first time, hey, you have liver disease? Well, they've had to have ignored a mountain of symptoms their body was communicating. Ignoring those symptoms is going to put you at risk of the liver deteriorating at a much faster rate. So please be sensitive to what the body's telling you. Some of the things that will prompt the liver to be in distress, obviously, you know, think of alcohol, and this is true. One of the major causes for liver failure is excessive alcohol consumption. Too much alcohol tends to inflame the liver, and that can progress to a fatty liver and then scarring of the liver tissue known as cirrhosis of the liver. And the symptoms of a diseased liver from alcohol would be dark urine, mental confusion, light-colored bowel movements, GI tract bleeding and edema or fluid retention, and recovery is going to require removal of the alcoholic beverage from the lifestyle. No other way around it. Okay, no more adult beverages, as they say. The other thing are toxins that can cause the liver to die off, because the liver's job is to neutralize toxins, but if it gets overwhelmed with doing that job, it can become exhausted because it has to produce enzymes to neutralize toxins. So this is going to cause skin rashes. It's going to create a lot of toxic matter to build up in the body, and the body will struggle to remove those toxins, and it'll try to push it out through the skin. Ergo, itchy skin. Now, toxins can be in the form of things like excessive sugar or fat, a lot of unhealthy lifestyles. And the first area of the body that will develop a rash would be your palms of your hands and the soles of your feet. So hives have also been a result, along with, you know, the itchy skin. So the histamine tends to build up and often appears on your eyelids, called chronic urticaria. So middle-aged females are more prone to itchy hives, which appear on their eyes and face, and swelling of the face occurs especially around the lips and the eyelids. See, about 30% of the patients will have that. Now, hives are triggered by the addition of a lot of medication. So, you know, the doctor is going to prescribe non-steroidal anti-inflammatory, pain relievers, and aspirin, and things like that. So these are all present toxins to your liver that has to, on top of everything else, neutralize that. So other triggers are emotional stress, excessive heat, you know, hot showers, baths, and exercise, alcohol, fever, and hypothyroidism can also be in the mix there to prompt the liver to be in distress. People don't kind of make that connection either. So the hives can also present themselves on the upper chest and the neck area. So be aware of that. And a lot of times what happens when we abuse alcohol, well, we become dehydrated. So dehydration will create a lot of itchy skin. It's even dehydration, severe dehydration is correlated with very dry skin. The skin comes too dry and cracks. Thick and leathery kind of thing. The metabolism suffers, can't process fat properly, and can become deposited in these clumps under your skin. And then the skin will develop spots, hence the term liver spots. Remember that? So alcohol isn't the only beverage that can dehydrate you. Watch your caffeine, your tea, your coffee, your energy drinks, your sodas. They all have a dehydration effect on the system, and fluids are real important if you want healthy skin. And we got to take a little break, but more on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Here in Herb Talk, and we're talking about Stevie Wonder. Now we're talking about the skin giving you a heads up, wanting you to pay attention. You may have a serious organ failure problem on the brink. So one of the things that helps, you know, hydrate the system so that you have a regulation of fluid, so you don't have edema, too much fluid, you don't have dehydration, is sun-dried salt. Not a processed salt, but a sun-dried salt, which has the microminerals in it, the electrolytes, to help your system balance fluid. So processed salt, not good for you. It only has sodium chloride, very harsh. All the buffer alkaloids have been, and the elements have been removed from it, and you have something that creates hypertension. But whole salt, the sun-dried salt, has the nutrition still in it. It doesn't react that way, and it helps your system. So learn more about it. You go to thepowerherbs.com. website and click on the Celtic sea salt, and lots of information there so you can learn more. All right, we're going to be talking about the liver diet for just a minute. If you really want to help the liver, if you find, you know, you've got bad news, the liver's not doing so good, time to lick the lifestyle. You want to avoid cooked foods and eat more raw fruits and vegetables. And you can even juice your fruits and vegetables if you don't want to eat them, you know, in solid mass, juice them. A lot of live enzymes come out of them, and it's instantly absorbed, and the body doesn't have to break down solid matter. So fruits and vegetables will supply the body with these live enzymes and building blocks that the body needs to regenerate and heal, okay, to reverse sickness. So you should maybe, you know, if you were going to consider such a diet, 3 to 4 months to produce some change. That's what I usually recommend is, don't cut it short after a week or two. Nothing's happening, and you bail out on the diet. Give it 3 or 4 months. Took you years to get sick. It's going to take you a little while for the body to rebound. So don't abandon a diet prematurely. If you're setting your sights on a full recovery, don't back out too soon and just really sabotage your whole effort. And the other thing I like to do is take the toxic burden off the liver, you know, improve its metabolic function and help the cells of the liver regenerate quickly. So we're going to talk about some herbs that help you to accomplish that. But first, let's look also at the kidney failure side, where you get the itchy skin. Some of the common causes for urologic or kidney diseases are a lot of times drugs like the corticosteroids. Sometimes it's a bacterial infection, maybe a systemic condition in the blood system, and the kidneys are starting to fail. They can't filter appropriately. Also, if you get an overgrowth of yeast, which often can be either from a diet, poor diet, or repeat or long-term use of antibiotics. Overweight, obesity, diabetes, and even trauma, including surgery, can also put a burden on the kidneys, and they start to fail. Surgery, even like in pregnancy, like a cesarean section delivery, 1 in 1,000 of the cesarean sections cause injury to the kidneys. So, and I should mention that if you have a lot of excessive alcohol and soda consumption, this contributes a lot to renal problems. Alcoholics tend to, when they try to dry out and get off alcohol, they compensate with caffeine-type soda while they abstain from the alcohol, because the caffeine stimulates the nervous system and it lessens their withdrawal symptoms. but then it creates a dehydration problem. And it also tends, sodas with caffeine, sugar and stuff tend to draw calcium out of the bones and deposit those calcium deposits in the kidneys and clog them up and produces a lot of stones. And then you got kidney stones. So, I know a lot of people in, construction business, a lot of these contractors and stuff, they're always running through a drive-through to grab a meal on their way to another job site. And you always see them in the doctor's offices rolling around in the, waiting room floor because they got a kidney stone because they drink soda all the time. Well, most of them. My observation, Frank. Well, some of the complications related to these conditions that tend to bleed over into kidney and liver problems, erectile dysfunction, impotence, enlarged prostate, prostate cancer for men, women, pelvic complications, vaginitis. These are some of the, hitchhiking complications that come along with our main problem. So let's look at some of the liver and kidney toxins because we want to avoid these like the plague. Okay. Everyday medications actually can cause the organs to fail and encourage disease. So some of the major categories of your drugs are going to be pain relievers, either prescribed or over the counter. So your Tylenol, acetaminophen, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, and even aspirin. Okay. You shouldn't be popping these regularly. Okay. Also, statin drugs, antibiotics, arthritic drugs, antifungal drugs, mega doses of niacin, steroids, HIV drugs, chemotherapy, diuretics, and the proton pump inhibitors for digestive problems, Tagamet and Pepcid and all that stuff. And other products that can create a risk to our organs would be exposure to a lot of chemical solvents. So be aware of that. So, hey, you've heard this. I know I've heard this a million times growing up. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And it is so true. Okay. We need to be proactive and we need to exhibit prevention type lifestyles. So we should really scrutinize everything, food, supplements, everything we put in the body. And, you know, it may take effort to prevent illnesses, but it's going to be easier than curing a disease. Think about it. I'd rather pay the organic grocer than the doctor. So cleanse and nourish the body. It's a simple approach. It's an old approach. It's an organic approach. Use your organic foods, right, to eat, your lifestyle, your organic herbs and spices, your natural herbal medicines. Really good start in preventing a lot of these internal medicine diseases. And it also is the place I would start to help reverse a disease. So we have to look at what we've been doing to create or invite the disease and make that change right away. So the earlier, the better. So I'll call the folks at Apothecary Herbs for their organ cleansing herb kits. They have a prostate kit. They have a kidney bladder cleanse kit. They have liver detox tea, which is yummy. Oh, it's cinnamony. I mean, it's lovely. I mean, you just drink some of that. Also, they have milk thistle. I always like to add that to the liver detox tea. Milk thistle, the liver loves milk thistle. Helps it regenerate and heal itself quick. Gallbladder flush, they have that. And they have a whole lot more. They got a lot of stuff there. And this is all for taking the metabolic stress off the organs, remove the toxins that are inhibiting the regenerating and healing process, and just give those organs a big sigh of relief. You're going to remove the toxins, and you're also going to strengthen everything in the metabolic system. You know, so it's going to be strength. You want strength. Strength brings healing. Weakness brings disease. So we want strength. So you can also bridge the gap with if you got a stubborn problem. You can help balance glands, the immune system, the nervous system, a whole lot more. There's a bunch of stuff there they have for that. A lot of times it's not just one thing that gets you back right as rain. It's usually a combination of things. So think you start out with maybe some a product over here, and you may have to add one or two things. Think of it as the scale, and you're adding a grain of rice when you add one or two things more, and it's like going to be tipping in your favor. So always think of it that way. So, you know, it's you have the power. I'm telling you, you have the power right now. You with the right tools and the knowledge to use them, because God gave us herbal tools for health and well-being, and we need to use them. So call Apothecary Herbs. They have immune boosters, metabolic strengtheners, organ cleanses, and a whole lot more. Ask for the free product catalog. You can call toll-free at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com, because that's where your healthcare options just became endless. I'm late for a break. We'll be right back with more. To developing kidney stones, nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Американская фирма Transceptor Technology приступила к производству компьютеров «Персональный спутник».
Hey, we're back from the break. And Frank says, I pulled the ripcord too soon. We had a few more minutes before the break. Sorry, Frank. I messed Frank up over there. All right, well, my fault. I'm just can't read the clock today. He says it's okay. Isn't he a sweetheart? Best engineer in the business. Thanks, Frank. All right, we finished our liver toxicity part. You know, definitely check out thepowerherbs.com. Get a free catalog. You know, 866-229-3663. Give them a call. Visit the website, thepowerherbs.com. You can download the catalog off the website. So check it out. Get empowered. That's what it's about. Oh, and while you're there, sign up for the free online newsletters, The American Survival and the Health Quest. They go out each week to your email, and they're free. So you'll get empowered with, you know, new enlightening health information every time you open your email for the newsletter. All right, we're going to be talking about gluten neuropathology. Ooh, what's that? Well, we've heard about gluten before. People are intolerant to gluten. Celiac disease is what it's called. And, you know, the health conditions associated with it, you know, it all started. Take a guess when it started, Frank. Can you guess when, you know, people being allergic to wheat started? It's not recently. Not really. No, he's not guessing. 1945. It began in 1945. And you know who noticed it? It was the military doctors when they were giving the military recruits a physical. So military physicians knew this was not a genetic disorder because that takes years, millennia to occur. Celiac disease kind of swept across North America, showing up in children when there was a wheat shortage. So scientists, what they did is they altered the grain proteins and they created a genetically modified wheat, making it more glutinous. 1945. A lot of people think GMOs just started, what, in the 80s, 90s, 2000? No, it's been around a while. Unfortunately, this triggered many celiac disease conditions when they did that. So when proteins get altered in grains like wheat, barley, or oats, it creates a celiac disease and also morphs into other diseases. So science tells us, hey, the protein manipulation in your rice and your corn doesn't really produce celiac disease because there's no polypeptide chain chemistry there that affects it, you know, but it does make it different. So science has identified 55 health conditions linked to celiac disease that were caused by the GMO grains. So the health problems are magnified with the addition of the herbicides. And some medical doctors are finding out that if they take their patients off wheat or grains, it helps their patients feel better. We're going to check this out. Let's look. What's going on with the gluten activity? Well, according to Science Direct, wheat gluten has opioid activity and could encourage an imbalance in the neurotransmitters in the brain, increasing the risk of conditions even like schizophrenia. Now, the GM wheat with the high gluten content is confirmed by substantial studies and substantiated studies to create what is called an autoimmune condition and lots of inflammation. So if you're kind of on the gouty side out there, get off the wheat, the white refined wheat. Yeah, go to a gluten-free. You won't have that sensitivity and inflammation as much. So if you got arthritis, the same thing, same thing. So the high gluten content has also been substantiated in studies to create autoimmune conditions, lots of inflammation. So specifically, the modified wheat, it tends to mess with the T-cell antigens, which recognize targets. You know, these are the killer T-cells, the macrophages, the white blood cells, the antibodies, if you will. They go out and they target, you know, invaders, things that shouldn't be there. But instead, it gets all confused, and it targets you and inflames your joints and stuff. So the T-cell abnormally has been actually called a gliadin toxicity. And there are many health conditions associated with genetically modified wheat treated with herbicides. As one of the scientists said this, this was from Science Direct. It says the most significant conditions associated with celiac disease are 39 to 72% chance of early death. And Chris Gunners with BSC Healthline says most of the wheat eaten today is a high-yield dwarf wheat. It's a crossbred GMO wheat, he says. So we have to scrutinize everything we put in our bodies. It's becoming a full-time second job to do that. Well, let's look at the GMO grain condition, too, because Science Direct reported on several of the health conditions that humans and animals tend to develop when they eat the GMO grains that are also treated with glyphosate herbicide. Here are some of the scientific study results. Irritable bowel syndrome or disease, anemia, epilepsy, canker sores, rheumatoid arthritis, multiple sclerosis, autoimmune disease, schizophrenia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, depressed immune systems, autism, hair loss, inflamed bowel disease, migraines, fatigue, osteoporosis, lupus, insulin-dependent diabetes, thyroid malfunction, dermatitis, Crohn's disease, cognitive impairment, and mood disorders. Wow. Do you see the domino effect just by changing one thing in a wheat berry? Look at that. Just look at that. It's like, you know, you went ahead and you decided God didn't know what he's doing with his whole grains, and you decided to make them better. And look what you did. You created all this massive suffering. That's what you did. Science, that's what you did. And, you know, people that have sensitivity to gluten, if they go overseas, it's a different wheat berry. It hasn't been genetically modified, and they don't have problems eating the wheat, the bread, the croissants, all that stuff over there, because it's not a GMO wheat grain. So there you go, right? Let's look at the modern wheat. According to Healthline, modern wheat, they say, is less nutritious and is causing many health problems. Borg-Bock wheat experiment is one of the longest-running scientific studies in history on wheat. According to their report, the nutritional content in wheat did not change that much until 1960, when modern GMO wheat was broadly introduced. Okay, before it was kind of like, you know, seeping out here and there. They introduced it to the commercial bakery industry. Oh, the bakery industry loved the genetically modified wheat berry because it was all glutinous and fluffy, made their cakes and their breads rise. And then, of course, you know, after World War II, we got into the more, you know, high production type of food industries. So, you know, people used to cook from scratch before World War II. And after that, we got more automated and commercialized into the food industry and chains, food stores and stuff. So the nutrient content, they say now on this broad-bock wheat experiment report, the nutrient content after 1960 went downwards with regards to a lot of the minerals we rely on, zinc, copper, iron, and magnesium. They all plummeted by 28%. So when you take a grain and it becomes 28% less nutritious, that's not an improvement. So after you add the herbicides, they were introduced in 1974. Then the nutrient content was again reduced as the chemicals block plants from absorbing the nutrients from the soil. So we got gluten neuropathy here. Millions of people are suffering from a lot of nerve pain, often referred to as peripheral neuropathy, often associated with diabetes. But diabetics often suffer from this condition, and in February, there was a report from the American Academy of Neurology. They stated that the gluten-free diets can help resolve that nerve pain in the diabetics. So the research showed that when people removed wheat from the diet, their nerve pain improved by 55%, and it also helped people with a lot of cognitive problems. Oh, Frank's asking, so people eat 28% more wheat today to make up for, and then they get fat. I don't know if they're eating 28% more of the wheat products because they're, overall they're just eating more, but I see what you mean. Typically the body reacts if it's satisfied with nutrition, you're not hungry. It shuts off that hungry mechanism that you have. But If you're getting less nutrition, then you do overeat more. And they did say, research, they started kind of checking the nutrition in our fruits and vegetables, our plants in 1900. They didn't have any written records up until then of, you know, the nutrients in our foods there. So after 1900, that's what they're comparing it to. So, in the 70s and 80s, when they started looking back at the 1900 reports, they found that our crops had about 50% less nutrition in them. And when the body has less nutrition, we eat more. And they also found that compared to our relatives, our ancestors of the 1900, we ate 2 and 3 times more food per year than they did. So yeah, Frank, I guess, you know, they're probably picking up, you know, eating more because, you know, the food just doesn't have anything in it. You know, the commercially grown stuff. But when you add the herbicides and the pesticides and all this other stuff, it robs the plant of retaining and grabbing any more nutrition. It's terrible. It's terrible. And the real sad thing is they get lazy out there growing wheat. They don't want to, at harvest time, put it up and let it dehydrate so they can send it to the millery. wheat, when they harvest it, has too much moisture in it. The grain has too much moisture, and they can't grind it yet. So to skip the, let's, you know, cut it down, haul it off to the silos or whatever, the barns, and let it dry, because that takes more manpower and more time, they decided, let's take, and 2 weeks before we cut the crop down, let's just spray the you-know-what out of it with Roundup and dehydrate it that way. Because it starts, the overabundance of the toxins in the chemical start to kill the plant and starts to dehydrate. So then they cut it and they send it right off to the millery. So they test your wheat products out there, you know, your wheat that you're going to be buying bags of wheat to make your pumpkin pies and all your wonderful little goodies for the holidays. They test that wheat. It's full of Roundup, full of it. Get an organic grain, please. It costs more, I know, but you're not eating Roundup when you have your pumpkin pie. All right. I probably just ruined holidays for everybody, Frank. I'm sorry. I'm just being factual. I'm just trying to help you guys out. So millions of people are suffering from a lot of neurological problems because of the wheat. And when they go gluten-free, it resolves a lot of that. Now, research showed that when people got rid of the wheat out of the diet, all their nerve pain got better by over 50%. So when patients followed a strict gluten-free or wheat-free diet, their pain reduced by 89%, they said. So the research is pointing to the term glutenuropathy these days. And these scientists think that it's the wheat alone that has they haven't investigated it properly, and the herbicides in conjunction with the GMO wheat on the grains is the culprit, but nobody wants to say anything. So another study at the University of Copenhagen in 2014 showed that when you remove the herbicide-soaked GMO grains, it reverses type 1 diabetes in mice. The results were published in the Journal of Diabetes. Uh-huh. So, I mean, I don't know about you, Frank, but when I talk to people, and bless their hearts, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but I'll say, well, all you have to do is get off the bread, go gluten-free, or just get off the bread entirely. They don't want to. They're disappointed. Like I just said, you know, you're going to face the firing squad next Thursday. It's like I said that, you know. I said, you can get used to anything. I tell them, you can get used to anything. I mean, you know, you can get off milk. Cow milk, you get off sugar, you can use anything, but they don't want to. So I said, well, I think you could find a substitute, and then you can reverse this disease and not have to take that medicine. Well, I'll think about it. That's what you hear. A lot of times that's what I hear. So it's a horse to water kind of thing. You know, what do people really want to exercise in their life, and what do they want to do? What power do they want to harness and improve their lifestyle and their well-being? You know, it's just one of those things, Frank. Well, hey, I ran out of time. I'm on time now, right? I got to wrap the show. I'll have to cover the toxins in foodstuffs compared to herbicides another day. But detox, folks, call Apothecary Herbs, get your organ cleanses, and get your immune boosters this time of year. You're going to need it at 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.